When I told him in a meeting, really, he's still part of the competition. You know, we're at the point we need to cut to 75. Obviously, we'll take the final cut all the way down until tomorrow. Just to reiterate what I spoke on yesterday, you know, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, you know, as far as the final cut down is just not clear to us. So the kicking competition is not over. We feel like we have a very good handle on where Giorgio is as far as his capabilities, his performance. There is a case, a scenario that we may bring him back. So this thing, we hope, you know, we're hoping to resolve it sooner than later. But, you know, we've gone this long, and it's important for the remaining two kickers to take advantage of their opportunity tomorrow and in the game in Kansas City. It's good to see Tremont Williams out there in a limited fashion, and you know, even practicing inside in the Hudson Center on the turf. Obviously, his exam tomorrow will be a big indicator how we move forward.
Mike, will Ramirez get the first crack at kicks because you haven't seen enough of him as opposed to Mason in the game?
Well, we're going to kick tomorrow. We have a kicking script that's prepared for every practice, so the kicking script tomorrow will be different than the one we did yesterday. So. As far as who goes first, we haven't finalized that yet.
Injuries for Dorsey and Moses?
Correct. Toe injuries. Is that what you said?
I mean, what were they?
Yeah, toe injury. I thought you said toe.
I said injuries for.
Oh, okay. All right, misunderstood you. Toe injuries for those two. Yeah.
Who's on first?
Mike, I know you don't make your decisions on playing time until that meeting.
Well, the play time will be similar to what we've done in the past. You know, as far as the emphasis will be to let the younger players play the majority of the football game. So, you know, we got another practice tomorrow. It's a padded practice tomorrow. And as always, not to avoid the question, it's important to get the work in tomorrow before we set on exactly who will play. You know, as far as some of the guys that haven't played, like Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, you know, it'll be important for them to play and get back on the field. You know, it's going to be hot in Kansas City on the grass, and it'll be a great environment to get some of these guys back out there.
What more are you looking to see from Vince and BJ as far as starting himself back up quarterback?
Well, we need to improve. I mean, it's something from the quarterback position, you know, outside of Aaron. There needs to be more consistency and more consistency in the production. So the ability to consistently move the team down the field and put them in the end zone. Vince will be given those opportunities. BJ will be given those opportunities. They'll play the majority of the football game.
Regardless of how much Rodgers plays, do you think he's ready, given the limited amount of reps he's had last weekend?
Well, I'd say Aaron's in, you know, he's game ready shape. He's been very sharp. I feel very confident that Aaron's ready to go.
Mike, as far as the offensive line and the run game against Seattle, anything that you put your finger on as far as, you know, why it's such a difficult time being able to put the ball moving there?
Well, it depends on what part of the game you're talking about. You know, I thought the first group, you know, particularly with Aaron in the game, as far as, you know, the looks and how they played us, you know, we were productive, particularly with DeJuan Harrison there. You know, after that, you know, frankly, it was an immediate eight-man front, and you know, we had a number of declaration errors and, you know, some things that we didn't do very well. They played the run very well that evening, but I'm not concerned about it as a whole. It's particularly a position issue.
Like, if something happened to Evan Dietrich-Smith at this point, do you feel like one of those two young guys could handle that, or do you think you'd be juggling a little bit?
Well, they better. I mean, they've been given plenty of opportunity to get ready. You know, Greg has been given the majority of it, so he needs to clean some things up. You know, he had one or two things going today that he needs to clean up, particularly he had some things in Seattle that need cleaned up. But that's definitely the direction we're leaning.
I know you talked about this sort of stuff last year quite a bit, but when you saw Manning get flagged for the hit on the quarterback, what do you say the next day when you look at it on a film?
I thought Manning's hit on the quarterback was textbook. You know, frankly, I mean, when the quarterback jumps in the air and the linebacker's blitzing, and he hits him with the shoulder and so forth. I mean, I don't know how you don't have a weight-bearing issue. You know, I think the way the rules defined and written, as opposed to the intent of it. You know, I think there needs to be a second action by the defender in a pinning, weight-bearing, you know, mode, and that clearly wasn't the case with Terrell. I mean, he hit Brady Quinn, who was in the air when both his feet were off the ground, and then when they did hit the ground, he continued in one fluid motion and rolled off. So I didn't agree with the call at all.
Mike, going off Bill's question, I think it happened in one of the Texans-Dolphins preseason games. Is there a worry that defenders are going to start going for guys' knees now that they're getting flagged for anything, you know, up high at all?
I mean, you can't worry, but I mean, in a game of football, these guys are playing it at such a high level of speed and quickness. You know, they just have to trust their training. I mean, that particular play, I mean, if you watch us practice, there's a drill that we do in tackling that's done, you know, a couple times a week. And that's exactly what we are teaching. You know, we can't control the fact that the quarterback's feet are off. I mean, you have to factor that in to when you see those plays, particularly in fairness to the referees. Those plays happen fast, and I get all that, but I don't think that's what we're looking for.
Mike, did you get more information on DeJuan's knee?
DeJuan Harris, he's in the process of getting a second opinion, so we're still gathering information.
And do you feel like, you already ruled Morgan and Casey out for this week, but do you feel like it's not going to be something that takes them all the way to the opener,
I couldn't tell you right now. I could not tell you right now. I mean, it's, you know, I think, which is the norm in these particular cases. You know, the player feels like he can go, you know, whether it's a week or two. But then there's also the medical part of it and long-term aspect of it.
You didn't rule out Brad yesterday.
You can rule Brad Jones out today if you need to, yeah.